This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, do we have a Wednesday for you? Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park.
Good morning.
Govan Greg behind the glass. Good morning. We got Jeremy Otto on the updates, and we have Tigers General Manager Jeff Greenberg scheduled to join us later in the show.
Sweet. Love Tiger talk.
Can't get enough of them.
No. It's with the way Scooble's pitching, the way the bats are rocking and rolling, the way they have the best record in the American League. Love to have Greenberg on.
It's a good time to get him on and get some perspective from the management side of things as they are off to a great start and feels like they're headed for a hell of a summer here. We also have a Lions deal or no deal later this hour.
Oh.
And John, you're someone who likes to let it play out, so I'm very curious to see if you will take said deal.
This is an interesting one.
I will play the role of Howie Mandel and present this for you, and we'll play along.
But you can't just be Howie. Stake a claim.
I'll stake a claim. I have an opinion on this. I guess that's not
Howie. Shocker.
Yeah. Heather will hold the briefcase.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that seems appropriate.
All right.
Yeah.
Before we do all that.
What does that mean, John?
What does that mean?
It seems appropriate that she would hold the briefcase.
The women on the show hold the briefcase.
The pretty ladies hold the briefcase.
Well, we can do much more than that, John.
Just stand there and smile, Heather.
Why you got to be a misogynist this early in the morning,
Jeez.
John? We're not even 5 minutes in. You're already offending people.
Come on, get to the end of the show, John. You got
a
few days off here.
Sorry, let's get the ugly ladies in here.
Oh, no.
I mean,
you're not helping. get rid of the shovel. You're digging the wrong way. So deal or no deal? Jeff Greenberg.
No deal.
All kinds of good stuff. Tigers did not play the last couple nights. And we still have a Tiger conversation to start the show because former Tiger Austin Jackson had some thoughts, called out some in the Tigers fan base, and we have some audio. So this is from Tiger territory, and Austin Jackson went at some, not all, some Tigers fans. John?
I think he was given his Costa impersonation.
I'm earnest?
Well, earnest. Wishy-washy fans.
Who's wishy-washy?
We get it all the time, right? We started the season off realistic because we had no idea Torque or Mize or anybody was going to hit. It was also Veerling Meadows, right? They weren't going to be available.
There were reasons to be concerned.
We were as concerned as management was because they were trying. Their plans would have Cole Keith at first base. That was just one major concern.
Yeah,
but we adjusted, and I adjusted quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now thinking that it's a 90-win team. I'm 90 plus. I'm not going to go any higher than that. But if you are, because there's always people, we're going to wait till 40 games. That's when we're going to make our decision.
End of the week, some of you will wake up to baseball season.
Right. But, okay, in the meantime, right, 35 games so far, and the next three are against Colorado Rockies, who have six total wins. if the wheels fall off in three games, I not anticipated. So what's going to change between now and 40 games? There's also people who say, well, I'm not going to make a determination until after the All-Star break.
Let me see what they do at the deadline before believe.
Well, if they're buyers, then I'll buy in. Okay, I just don't know why you can't, first of all, enjoy the season, enjoy a good baseball team, and who knows what injuries happen down the road. But right now, this is one of the top pitching staffs in all of baseball.
And we expected that. So none of that is fluky.
That's not a surprise.
None of that is, wait till the real team. This is the real team.
At a minimum, you could have thought, well, now that they actually have more than one starter and they've got a rotation of five and we have no idea. I mean, okay, you can bring up Montero. You got Cobb on the coming back. I don't expect a whole lot from them, but you have options.
Right. Depth.
And then all of a sudden, you start the season off with a baseball team that, how many times have we heard, because it's cold at Comerica or it's cold across the United States, Major League Baseball, wait till the bats heat up. Okay. Well, they started pretty hot.
It's only going to get hotter from here, right?
If that's what the detractors are,
yeah.
I think there's a large part of the fan base that is still not bought in.
Yeah, it's so funny. I guess in that way, Austin Jackson is right that there are people waiting for this to fall apart. I also think he's right that this is real. Like, I don't view this as they're coming back down to earth. I think the best is yet to come, right? Vierling hit a home run yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know about this Meadows stuff, the nerve stuff. It seems like a great unknown. But if he comes back this season, too, yeah, there's more. There's more coming for this team. It feels like the best is yet to come for Detroit. I don't identify with Ernest, this Tigers fan that Austin Jackson was.
Ernest, I've watched baseball my whole life, and I can tell you this team's
so
no
I want
good.
To know, like, okay, what are you waiting for? Is it because Sparky said 40 or 50 games, or Jim Leland said 40 or 50 games, or it, you know, some old time baseball guy said, well, we can't make any decisions on what this team's going to be until the All-Star break?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of this is the job we do. Some of it I just think is society. We live in the moment, right? We're looking at what we have right in front of us, right? We're impatient people. We're not going to say, you know what? I don't have an opinion on insert something. Give me another 60 days before I form an opinion. People have thoughts on everything today, right now. And I think right now this baseball team's more than good enough.
I think some people still think last year was a fluke and the fluke carried over. I think the big one is...
How does a fluke carry over?
I think that makes no sense to me.
By definition.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying, how does a fluke carry over? Everybody thought when Michigan beat Ohio State the first time, they couldn't do it again, right? Then they go down to Columbus and do it. Now it's 4 years in a row. When does it become reality?
53-28, we used that number the other day. I bring it up again. In the last 81 regular season games, they won a playoff series. This works. But I think this year, people thought with the Vierling and the Meadows injuries that things might, you know, it was survival mode. I think we did that.
We said that. I said survive early. Well, they're thriving early, and they should only get better.
And everybody talked about how difficult the start to the schedule was. Well, that period is over.
Some of our fears were, hey, you're going to have to play Javi more. Well, that hasn't been an issue. You lose Jake Rogers, something we didn't see coming. That should have put them even deeper into a hole.
Insert Dylan Dingler.
And he's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Remove Javi. Insert Javier.
Right. So, yeah, they have three guys contributing that I don't think people thought would contribute. Baez, Torque, and Mize.
Throwing McKinstry, by the way, to this level?
Yeah. And so they think the sky's going to fall with those guys.
Okay, but if I get Vierling and Meadows back and add someone at the deadline, like, I don't worry about this.
They have options, which is, when was the last time this team had options?
Yeah, because I feel like at the same time, while those conversations exist in pockets of the fan base, there's also the conversation of, what are we going to do when all these guys get healthy and we have so many good baseball players? Right. Well, it's going to solve itself because some guys will slump, some guys will go down, but they're still going to have enough, right? They're going to pitch well enough. They're going to hit well enough. They're going to be... John, we changed our view of the season because they've shown us a lot early in the season. We now think they're winning this division.
Right. So here's the other thing, too. What motivated Torque? I mean, the prospects of his career essentially being over.
I think moving Keith to first base and going and getting Torres and basically saying, you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now insert that whole thing. Same thing with Mize. Same thing with Javi. Like, not that Javi was going to be DFA'd like Kenta Maeda was, but there has been motivation for guys to perform. Now, all of a sudden, guys are performing, and Vierling is going to be back. You mentioned it. He hit a home run. So what does that do? It forces a little pressure on Colt Keith or Jace Young or some of these other performers at the bottom of this to step up and make it a tough decision.
Yeah, not only for your roster spot, but for regular at-bats. If you're not hitting, you're not playing. Okay, Austin Jackson says this is real. And he's calling out Tiger fans who are waiting to see this team fail. Is he right? 248-539-9797. Get some perspective on that on the phones and the ticket text early in the show. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax dork that you're never going to meet from a random organization. Visit AbrahamandRose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Former Tiger Austin Jackson sounding off. He was on Tiger Territory podcast.
You know, it's those individuals as well that are just waiting for the I told you so moment. that when it doesn't happen, like nobody comes back to them.
No.
They're the ones that are always, you know, oh, well, you jumped on the 90 win bandwagon and I told you so. But when they stay good, they just kind of fall by the wayside.
You know, some of this exists for sure in the Tiger fan base, but it's nothing like what we see with, like, the Lions, to me, have the biggest self-loathing group contingent in their fan base.
Oh, yeah.
That is where I associate that most, is there are Lions fans who are rooting against them constantly so they can be right because they said the team would never win.
Right. It's those who last year, right? It's,
yeah.
Okay, you go to the NFC Championship game. Well, you can't possibly put two good years together. And then they lose to Tampa early on.
Yeah.
And that was I told you. This is going to be an 8-win team, 8-9.
I don't think the Tiger fan base has the same level of self-loathing.
Why do we always go to that voice? See, I told you so.
I don't know.
Ernest. It's great that he pulled out Ernest.
Let's get to the phones. Jim and Romeo, good morning.
Jim! Are you in a wind tunnel?
Sorry. Wind tunnel, that's a good one. I just want to tell all these people, you know, it's fun to talk about how bad they are and, you know, speculate. The bottom line is this. Right now is for real. Enjoy it. I remember 68, they gave us off school to watch the Tigers. You know, just enjoy the damn thing. Why has everybody got a pitch? Man, it's just our society is so negative nowadays. It just bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Tell Ernest. You let him know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in 86.
No, yeah, but he was back in 68. School. Yeah, oh, 68. God. Yeah. Skipping school. I don't know. I don't remember 84. I mean, I remember 84, but I don't remember if we got off school.
You would have been.
I was 8
years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect age to fall in love with baseball.
Yeah. And there's a lot of kids right now that are falling in love with this team.
84 was a Sunday night. So games 3, 4, and 5 were Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, I
so
remember that.
Right.
Because I've told the story about I was at church watching it in the basement of our church. But yes, there are moments like that. There are going to be moments like that this year where it's, you know, when they, I think there's going to be a lot of people that point toward, you know, back to that New York series where there are a lot of people that thought, okay, if they can win a series against New York, all right, now I'll start believing a little bit because you beat Seattle. What does that mean? Even though Seattle is leading their division right now, New York leading their division, San Diego at the time was leading their division. Like, they've beaten some good teams. They've won some good series.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Guardians and Royals are right behind us. Don't look now.
Okay, but the point is, where are they?
Behind us.
Thank you.
I can't believe is this team real is even a real topic anymore. There's nothing fluky about how this baseball team wins, and they've been doing it for a long time now. I would question the baseball IQ of Ernest or anyone who doesn't believe this team is real.
Right, because it does feel like they're following a formula. A clear-cut formula. And it's good pitching, it's good defense, and they're getting the bats rocking and rolling way earlier than any other season in recent memory.
They're playing great, but advanced numbers show that Baez and Torque won't keep this up. We need gloves and bats at third and short, and we definitely need a real closer. 9 of the next 11 series are against teams above 500. It's not negativity, it's reality. This team still needs to make some moves, or they will hit a serious summer slump.
Okay, I believe the numbers that Javier at some point will go away.
He's not going to hit 300.
Right, okay, he's not going to hit 300, but you know, will we take 260?
Yeah.
Okay. For
with
him,
some good defense and some quality at bats, less ugly strikeouts, work the count. Sure.
Right. So the defense from him, I believe, is here to stay. The offensive side, sure. Is he going to come back down to earth? I agree because he is, what, 11, 12 years? Okay. That's the history of Javi Baez. The history of Spencer Torkelson, while it's a rocky road, is still very young. And I believe that he has the ability to improve. I think we're seeing that. Now, is he going to be a 270 hitter? Probably not. But he is going to be able to jack some home runs.
Hey, you and I can split hairs whether he hits 35 or 45 home runs. He's going to be a big-time power bat in this lineup.
And what did we want?
A big-time, specifically right-handed.
Power bat.
Power bat for this team.
You're welcome. I mean, it's just that's where I go to in regards to, yeah, I do think water finds its level. And Javi will become Javi again at some point.
Yeah, but does that get counteracted by I get Jake Rogers back at some point? I get Matt Vierling back at some point.
Well, Jake Rogers' bat's not really, ever really bad. I mean, he's kind of along the same lines as Javi at the plate.
No, but him instead of Nito, right? Like the idea, right. Like you still...
Nito's been pretty good, too.
Okay, fine, John.
No, I'm just saying, yes.
My point is there are reinforcements coming for every guy that drops off or settles down. Like we went
There's
this,
another option.
Yeah, that's how you build a team, a baseball team. That's been their mentality really since the trade deadline last year when they were left for dead. They sold off. They had spare parts and pieces. And Tom keeps citing that stat. Last 80-plus games, I mean, this team is on a tear. All right, we're going to play Deal or No Deal with the Lions. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, a Detroit man who was shot outside of an East Point Foot Locker is now facing charges. 21-year-old Dewan Taylor was charged with one count of tampering with evidence, which is a 10-year felony, and gun charges as well. Police say that Taylor and his 19-year-old sister got into a fight with another group. They say the sister went to go grab her gun while her brother was being jumped by these other people. She just started firing. Two people were killed. Two were injured, including her brother. It sounds like this guy then picked up his sister's gun and they both fled the scene. So his bond was set at $250,000. He has to wear a GPS tether if he's released. His sister did turn herself into police as well. She has yet to be charged. After a day and a half of deliberations, the jury in the Christopher Scherz murder trial is deadlocked. So shortly after 3 p.m. on Tuesday, the jury returned to the courtroom to tell the judge that they'd been deliberating for 10 hours, but were deadlocked. And the judge just basically said, hey, you need to get back in there. I am encouraging you to keep chatting about this, keep deliberating, right? The judge is hoping that after further discussion, these jurors will be able to reach a verdict. She's like encouraging them, you know, talk things over in the spirit of fairness and frankness. Don't give up your beliefs based on, you know, another person, but just keep chatting and hopefully a verdict will be made. The jurors are able to consider a second degree murder charge or a voluntary manslaughter charge. They can debate between those two or guilty or not guilty or something, but hopefully a verdict can be
Well, this is
decided.
Why we have juries, right? Is it supposed to be people with diverse opinions that hash it out in conversation based on the evidence?
Yep. A rare albino deer was spotted in Farmington Hills. So there's a resident who had heard rumors of this ghostly deer before roaming her neighborhood, but she finally spotted it and she was able to get some. Have you seen one in person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're very rare, so consider yourself lucky, I guess, that you were able to spot one. Because they say the odds of actually spotting a white deer may be about 1 in 100,000.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I mean,
I've never seen one.
I've seen an albino deer, but I've never won the lottery. So I guess my odds are,
I'd rather take the other.
But yeah.
Anyway, it's a really pretty animal.
Oh, they are. And there are some states where it's illegal to shoot an albino deer.
Not here. It was once illegal in Michigan, but that changed in 2008. So
yeah, there's a lot of mystery and myths about albino deer and what taking one might cost you.
Well, there's superstitions even about seeing one. They say seeing one, John, is supposed to bring you good luck.
Oh,
so you should have played the lottery that day.
Yeah, at the time there wasn't a lot of good luck at that point in my life.
Well,
first marriage.
Maybe it's wrong.
Whoa. Could have been sometime around there. Mm. Yeah.
Motown legend Smokey Robinson has been accused of sexual assault by four former housekeepers. So the housekeepers have filed a $50 million lawsuit alleging sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, gender violence, creating a hostile work environment, and more. The women were working for Smokey and his wife between 2012 and 2024. They each claim that they have been raped by him multiple times during their employment. They say they couldn't say anything because they would have lost their jobs. They also claim that his wife, Frances, knew about what was going on but didn't do anything to stop it. And they also say that she was a horrible boss as well. A man had his $12,000 Rolex stolen right off his wrist at a Bloomfield Township gas station. This is a strange story. So according to police, the victim said that he was there at the gas station pumping gas. Yeah. And this was on Saturday when another man pulled up into the gas station. And this man approached the victim, handed him a $20 bill and also a handful of jewelry. Right?
Okay.
Weird. Yeah. Told him, quote, "Jesus wants you to have this stuff." The victim thought, this is strange, right? Yeah. So this guy that showed up got back in his car, but the victim was like, I don't want this. Tried to give it back to the guy, like, here, please take this back. Even tried to put his arm like through the guy's window, like,
yeah,
take this stuff. And that's when he realized after the suspect drove away that his watch valued at $12,700 was missing from his wrist.
A little switcheroo.
Yeah, a little trickery there. So investigating is going on, but the suspect is described as a white man around 50 years old, skinny to medium build with dark colored hair. Interesting.
Yeah. With the news. All right, coming up next, we'll all be Howie Mandel. We'll present
Thank
a deal
you.
Or no deal question for Lions fans.
Can I hold the briefcase?
Yes, John.
Yes, John, you can.
Yes, but you have to wear your best gown. It's 97.1. All right, guys, here's the deal. I know a lot of you don't like going to the dentist, but it doesn't have to be that way. Not with Brightside Dental. There's no judgment. I mean that. Whether it's been a while, whether you have a couple cavities, whether you're not flossing regularly, they don't want to shame you. They just want to take care of you. Sometimes you haven't been to the dentist because life just gets in the way. You moved, you started a new job, you got married. Whatever the case may be, Brightside Dental is accepting new patients. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays. And with 9 Metro Detroit locations, there's one right around the corner from you. So make an appointment. Get back in the routine. There's no shame. 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to BrightsideDental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We open the show with some Austin Jackson audio. We'll keep taking calls and ticket texts on that all morning long, calling out Tiger fans who are waiting to see this team fail. The I told you so earnests of the world says this team is real, which sure feels that way. The Lions have been real last couple seasons, real contenders chasing a Super Bowl, but they haven't got it done. So what we have for you guys today is a little game, Deal or No Deal, Lions edition. John, I have in front of me the next 10 Super Bowl winners.
Oh, okay.
As predicted by AI. So do with it what you will. I'm not turning this into an AI debate. But it does give us a scenario, and it predicts how many Super Bowls the Lions will have in the next 10 seasons.
Oh, okay. A decade's worth of football?
A decade's worth of football, and it feels like this team's primed to go on a series of deep postseason runs beyond what they've already done. In 2025, they have the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl.
All right. One.
In 2026, they have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Meh.
Followed by the Chiefs, Bills, Commanders. Then the Bears, Cowboys, Browns, Steelers, and Chiefs yet again.
What?
Only one.
Only one?
One Super Bowl.
And in 31, the Cowboys actually win a playoff game.
And then the Browns win a Super Bowl, too.
Browns, yes. Yeah. Well, Browns go to the Super Bowl quite often. We're not talking about football.
The question is, do you take the deal? You only get, I can't even believe we're saying this, you only get one Super Bowl, Lions fans. You're taking the deal knowing you only win one. That's all that comes of this roster with all these great young players. Deal or no deal? And I look to you first, John, because you are Mr. Let It Play Out. Would you roll the dice thinking I could win two or three during this decade?
I know the argument for one. And there's a lot of teams that get their first Super Bowl. Right, the Bills in 28. And it's the Browns in 32. Everybody else there has been to Super Bowls, won Super Bowls. The Lions, with this being this year, I'm not going to fall into the instant gratification crowd. Got to have it now. Yes, I want a Super Bowl this year. Do I think they can win a Super Bowl this year? Certainly. But no deal. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking the guaranteed one Super Bowl. And I know everybody's going to say, well, why are you talking about two or three or four before you even get one? And you're sitting there nodding your head, smacking the table. No, I am not going to. This is also looking at the guy who says, well, in the next 10 games, I think if they can go 5-5, I'll take that. No, I want more. I want the opportunity. I want the opportunity for more. Do I think they're going to win one in the next 5 years? Yes. Do I think they can win two in the next 10 years? Yes. I want more bites at the apple. Do I think Brad Holmes will continue to draft well? Yes. So I think that he will be able to, the biggest question is, because you look at the Chiefs in 2034. Do I think Patrick Mahomes is still going to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs in 2034? He's 29 years old right now.
Could be.
That's 9 years down the road. He's 38.
It's a send-off.
Certainly. I don't even think. We've seen Aaron Rodgers. We've seen Tom Brady. We've seen other quarterbacks play well into their 40s, which I think Patrick Mahomes will have the opportunity to do at a high level. The problem is, I don't think Goff is in that same category. He certainly is not in the same category as Mahomes.
He won't be the QB in 34.
No. But Brad Holmes has found a way to bring us a winner. Hasn't won the ultimate prize. I think he will continue to find ways to bring us a winner. And Dan Campbell will find ways to motivate, brand new ways to motivate. And yes, I do think that they win more than one Super Bowl. So no, I think they have a bite at the apple and have a chance to win more than one Super Bowl. So I'm not taking this deal. No deal. Send that suitcase back.
Slams the briefcase shut. All right, you guys have that same question posed to you. 248-539-9797. I can't even believe that you would turn down a Super Bowl. I'm absolutely taking this deal.
Success, of course you are.
Success is fleeting in the NFL. What is of course you are? Of course I'm going to guarantee that the city of Detroit gets a Super Bowl parade. You're damn right. The deal.
The guy that'll settle for the minimum.
The minimum is winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to settle for a Super Bowl parade down Woodward. And by the way, do I have to wait 10 years? No, I get it right now. That makes
instant
it even better. But even better.
Gen
We've
X.
waited long enough. No, it's not instant gratification.
And
it doesn't matter what generation you are. You want your Super Bowl. You've waited long enough. You get it right now. I offer it to you. And oh no, you don't win two? I mean, what are we even debating at this point? Oh, you don't win two Super Bowls, Lions fans. Would you be bummed if you don't win two Super Bowls? No, I want one. Give me one. That's all anybody's ever asked for.
Settling for one.
Settling.
Jim, you know our favorite bit right now with the Red Wings and the teams get eliminated in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah, the joke's on them. The Red Wings are going to have a long run. I mean, according to John, we can apply that to the Super Bowl winner. Like, well, the joke's on you. You only won one Super Bowl. The Lions have a dynasty coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not short-sighted to say that they're going to win a Super Bowl. Anything less than that, I would agree with you. But to win a Super Bowl,
I understand what it would mean. I trust me, I get it. But for a decade, if you win one and then for the next 9 years, you're just always kind of, and I'm not going to say floundering because you could Super Bowl.
You win
and
some divisions.
Say you played the Chiefs in 27, you come up short and the Chiefs win. The Bills in 28. Like there are a number of AFC teams. Maybe it's 32 and 33 and 34 that you're in the Super Bowl, but you lose. No, I want more bites at the apple. I'm not going to settle. I don't think, I mean, I'm sure everybody would probably anticipate that we would be on both sides of this argument.
Sure, I think it's predictable, but fine. Look, it doesn't mean you're never seeing another one either. You just, it's a decade where you only win one.
John, I can't believe you're channeling LeBron James this morning.
Not one. Not one. Two,
not two.
Shut up.
Not three.
Don't.
That's your guy.
No.
That's your guy.
I am not channeling LeBron.
Kidding. John.
That didn't feel like it.
John, you got to take the deal.
No. Don't tell me what I have to do.
There are 30 for 30s that are going to be made about the 2010 Green Bay Packers. Aaron got one.
Okay, fine.
The Lions don't have an elite quarterback. They got a good one. They don't have a, tier one. History suggests you got to have a tier one QB to win a Super Bowl.
At this time.
The Jim Leland Tigers.
There's a lot of cautionary tales. And I understand the risk that if I don't take this deal, I might not win a Super Bowl.
I would even say the Matt Ryan Falcons.
Sure, 28-3.
They had 3-1 seeds during that era. You got to take it. It's hard. It's super, super hard. You got to take it.
I'm not doing it. You're not going to talk me into it. No, I want the chance to win more than one. Because then why do you play the game after that? If you're saying I only get one, and then for the next 9 years until this little game that we're playing resets, I have no chance to win another Super Bowl. I'm not taking it. I want a chance every single year. And I understand the risk. The risk is... I don't have a Super Bowl after this decade. I understand it's a clear risk.
I believe in this regime. I believe in what they've done, Holmes and Campbell, and I do believe they're capable of winning multiple. But when you just look at history and how it's stacked against you, how hard it is to win a championship in sports. It's like, we don't have Mahomes and Brady.
Correct.
Teams like Buffalo haven't been able to get over the top.
Is Jalen Hurts a tier one quarterback? Is he Mahomes?
I'd rather have him than Goff.
Okay, that's fine. But is he, that doesn't answer the question. Is he Mahomes? Is he Brady?
No.
Okay, so they just won the Super Bowl, right? And then in 26, they get to win another one.
Two different quarterbacks, though. Right? Foles the one Super Bowl, Hurts the next
Arguably
Super Bowl.
Arguably a better offensive line, definitely a better defensive line.
Not different quarterbacks. They just won with Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm saying.
In 24. And now you're telling me in 26, AI is saying that they win another Super Bowl?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So that's two within 3 years? And you're telling me that Jalen Hurts is now in the Patrick Mahomes category? I just don't believe it. Is he a better option than Jared Goff? He may be.
I think he is.
But I'm not going to sit there and say he is a guy that should be winning multiple Super Bowls and the Lions can't.
Next 10 years predicted by AI, not an AI debate, but a deal or no deal question. The Lions win one Super Bowl, the next Super Bowl, but they only win one Super Bowl. Deal or no deal, it's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football, even if you're completely out of it after 1 year, is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view. The massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The question this morning is deal or no deal, Lions edition. AI predicted the next 10 Super Bowls. The Lions win this year, but not again for the next 10. I guess the next 9. Deal or no deal is the question. Just one before we die, gentlemen. The very first ticket text we get. Just one before we die.
All right. Sign your ticket text and your age.
I don't think it matters the age. I really don't.
Like, well, I think it somewhat does because if you're 85, okay, you might not even see the rest of this 10 years. You might, but you might not.
Yeah, but if you're, I don't know, say 32 years old, I want the Super Bowl. I want it right now.
I want it right now too, but I want it in 25, and I'm going to want it again in 26. again in 27. And no, I'm not sitting here saying you're going to win all of the next 10 Super Bowls. That's ridiculous.
But they might win none of the next 10 Super Bowls.
That is a possibility. And competition is, that's where it's just not my DNA. Not to take this, not to take it.
John is doing the thing, and I find this is very common throughout.
Yes, the thing, John.
I'm doing the thing.
You are.
This is common throughout people. People are so willing to take the risk. I'll take the risk in the Lions not winning the Super Bowl. And they'll take that right until the risk hits. Then they wish they would have taken the deal.
Yep.
No. No, I've never played the, oh, I wish I would have done this.
No regrets in John's life.
Nope. Well, yeah.
Be careful with that one.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
We already touched on that.
I think we did.
Where's the Albano deer?
John, you're getting called out. Instant gratification? They've never even been to a Super Bowl. Shut up, boomer. Instant gratification. You've got people who've waited 60 years. There's nothing instant gratification about wanting to see the Lions win a Super Bowl.
That's why I think age matters.
What else we got here? Well, I agree about getting the one Super Bowl. I can see where John's coming from. He's thinking like a player. John, you don't play anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't play anymore. But it never leaves who you are.
No deal. I want the opportunity to win more, and Goff is better than Jalen Hurts. The Eagles won with defense in a run game. We have a better run game with the two backs as opposed to one. Guys, Goff isn't good enough to win multiple Super Bowls. He's not going to age well. This is our best shot, and it won't be for long. Take the one. Costa is so funny. When someone doesn't agree with his lousy opinion, he just shouts, "What are we doing here? What are we doing here?"
Yeah.
You've got fathers, grandfathers, multi-generation suffering. And John says, "Nah, let's just keep playing the game that always comes up with us losing."
Well, then why do you keep playing? But that text is true, though. You're right, John.
Yeah, yeah. The text is accurate. Yeah.
What are we doing
here? It's not a lousy opinion.
Yeah.
Meh.
Everything else might be right. It's not a lousy opinion to want to see the Lions win the Super Bowl this season. Take the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll take that Super Bowl. And then I will sit.
No, you won't. You want to play this out where you have them fourth in the NFL right now, where you acknowledge three teams are positioned better to win the Super Bowl. So why play this out?
Oh, say going into the season,
yes.
Were the Philadelphia Eagles the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
No.
But they won it. How dare they?
How
could they possibly do that? You mean it wasn't Kansas City again?
I know John is a meathead and doesn't understand the numbers, but if we tried every year for 60 years with zero Super Bowls, yes, take the deal. My dad turned 71 this year. He's seen the 68 and 84 World Series. We've shared four Stanley Cups and the 04 Pistons. I'm taking the deal because I want to share one last thing with him.
Oh, age matters, doesn't it?
Hmm. Matt in Wixom. But it matters for Matt, who's not 71. That's my point, is it doesn't matter how old you are. Yeah, but that's a common experience for Lions fans. It's not just about you. It's about the people in your life, too, that you want to share this with. I mean, how emotional do people get when they want a playoff game? Imagine what would happen if this team won a Super Bowl.
Well, it didn't bring me to tears. So, no, I mean, I was excited.
But it brought a lot of people to tears. And they showed fans who were experiencing this because... And for all the fans who couldn't. I mean, like,
oh, so we're going to base our opinion on what everybody thinks?
Well, no, I just think it's a communal experience to see your team win a Super Bowl. And you just want to casually throw out, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I'm being offered a gift. I'm going to take the gift.
John, how old's your dad?
My dad is 74.
Is he a Lions fan?
Yeah.
So let's just say, you know, eventually those days are coming. My parents at those ages, too. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're having those final moments. And he goes, John, you should have taken the deal. Does that change your opinion?
Not at all. Not at all. I can keep his ashes.
Oh.
We can enjoy it together from beyond the grave.
Effing F, yes, take the deal, Terry and Ray Township. Deal, 1,000, 1,000,000%. It's a freaking Super Bowl. And one says, John, that's a dumbass pick.
Okay. Again, your opinion.
John, think about this. When you're 100 years old, which I believe is your goal and further.
Well, it's now 123 because
yes,
122 is the most.
The oldest person.
50 years from now, you could be 25 Lions guy.
I could be, yes. Yeah, I was. I remember those 25 Lions, how close they were, and they won one, and then they never won another one. Yeah, I mean, I could be those that are calling in. I was there in 57. Ernest.
The 84 Tigers.
Brian at work says, absolutely no deal.
yes, you win one, you get the parade, but then the next nine seasons, you know you don't
You're
have
not
a
winning.
Chance.
Yeah. No chance.
I think the one win outweighs nine seasons where I don't win the Super Bowl.
I'm happy for you. That's great.
I'd love to do the show after 10 years and they didn't win one. I hope I'm still here for that.
Yeah. Well,
that show,
if not, we'll have your ashes either like, way.
Yes.
I wonder if we have protesters outside the studio. Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
The whole
yeah.
thing's been blown up. Holmes yeah. and Campbell failed. All the Ford hater yeah. calls are back.
Yeah, we could put Dad right next to the Marconis.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And if you don't make it, we'll put you up there, too, so that you can be here in 10 years as well.
At least he's staying true to his word.
He is. Age does matter, John. It's been 60 years, which means if they win one, people in their 20s might not see another one if they're lucky. Take the deal.
No, I'm just glad that they do agree that age does matter in this.
So just so we're clear on this, I'm taking the Super Bowl. Tom, you're taking the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Greg, you're taking the Super Bowl.
I'm taking the chance to win multiple Super Bowls.
And the chance to win zero Super Bowls.
That is one of the risks.
Heather?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would not take the deal.
Thank you, Heather.
Because I agree with that texter. What's the fun of watching for the next 9 years knowing that they're
not
going to make
win.
It? Like, what's the fun in watching?
I want you to go home and tell Colin that you could guarantee the Lions Super Bowl, but you're not like, going to, and see how he reacts to that. Because I bet you
Colin,
he's taking the
Colin,
deal.
Colin, text your wife. I know he's listening right now. Text your wife, deal or no deal. You get one guaranteed, and it's this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bonus to me. I mean, sure, if you're getting yeah. any one, I would say yes, but the fact that it's immediate, you have the least amount of time to wait to
Are
get
you
it.
Are you going to watch for the next 9 years? I mean, do you even pay attention?
That's the definition of instant gratification.
No, I know, but if I told you you're getting one in the next 10 years and it was 2034, that would be much worse than getting it now, would it not? You don't know if you're going to make it to 2034, or if your dad or grandfather or uncle or best friend is going
to
be there.
You don't know if you're going to make it to 25.
I have a better chance.
Why not make it until tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah.
This is going to be really depressing audio if I get hit by a bus after the show.
You don't, but you might not.
I have a better chance to make it to 25 than 34.
Hey, root for radio.
Oh, God.
I'll be hit by John's truck.
Sad organ music tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll just keep your ashes right there. It'll be okay.
No. Right next to the, you'll be on the shelf next to Dad and Tom.
Okay, well, can't talk Lions Super Bowl without it getting a little dark around here. All right, coming up next, we have a conversation about college football, about rivalries renewed. It's 97.1.